This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are several mysteries which occupy our devotion this beautiful spring-like first Saturday of March. We come, of course, to church to complete our vigil of prayer, to make the communion of reparation to Mary's Immaculate Heart, as our Blessed Mother requested, as is the will of God, for our times and for our sanctification. We remember to honor good Saint Joseph. Today, we complete our all-night vigil of prayer by offering the Mass, which completed the all-night vigil of prayer in the ancient church in the Basilica of St. Peter at Rome, at the tomb of the Prince of the Apostles. So it's a beautiful joining of old and of new, of anticipation and of remembrance and of making present right now. You should follow the Mass, the Mass with the long lessons of the Old Testament. You see how we anticipate, in a sense, the Easter Vigil, which will also take place on a Saturday in springtime, and usher in the great Feast of the Resurrection. The Gospel is the high point of today's Mass, the Gospel which is then sacramentally made present on the altar at the consecration and the elevation, the Gospel of the Transfiguration of our Lord, which is so important for us to meditate these days of Lent, that it is read both today and tomorrow. Like the apostles, we are invited to the Mount to catch a glimpse of Christ in his glory, so that our faith may grow stronger and so that we may not be scandalized. Our tendency is always towards action, isn't it? We're doing something almost all of the time. Note how St. Peter, in today's Gospel, when he sees our Lord transfigured with Moses and Elias, think of their 40-day fast, the law, the prophets, the perfection of Lent, which we hope to attain this year. Think of St. Peter's reaction, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tents. Let's do something. Let's get going. Let's get those tents set up." And the words of the Father, as it were, a rebuke to St. Peter, the future Holy Father of Christendom, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." That's all. Just listen to him. Hear ye him. Today we commemorate St. Thomas Aquinas, the angel of the school, the Church's greatest theologian, who was able to make a synthesis of all of the wise natural teaching of Aristotle and of the ancient Greeks and the other ancient masters of philosophy, and to use this as a perfect vehicle for explaining all, as far as could be explained, all of the truths of our holy faith, in whose defense he wrote so much and so eloquently. But where do you think St. Thomas got all of his knowledge from? It wasn't first and foremost from his own study, even though he was most disciplined and assiduous in his studies, and even though God had given him an incredible intellect. It was first of all from prayer. It all began with prayer. He listened to God. And then our Lord showed him this wonderful way of understanding that he meditated upon, and then which then he communicated to others. Contemplare, to contemplate, and then to share the fruits of contemplation with others. This is the motto of the Dominican order, whose great glory is St. Thomas Aquinas, which the angelic doctor perfectly fulfilled. You and I, in some little, tiny, tiny, imperfect way, are meant, though, to be spiritually Dominican, and to imitate this, especially in Lent. Contemplate. One writer says St. Peter's first reaction was to build a monument. I spoke a little bit about monument building last night in the second word sermon. Our Lord doesn't necessarily require a monument of us. He wants us first to be quiet and to listen. Consider, for example, if there is a problem in your life or if you have a temptation or just a difficulty understanding or explaining the faith or some aspect of the faith, the first thing to do is to pray, to listen to our Lord, and then get busy and be active and do this and that. But first, listen. That's the importance of our all-night vigil of prayer, with which this Church of St. Bridget the Great has been blessed for so many years, and God bless those who have preserved it and maintained it, so that we can look at our Lord in glory, the transfiguration, the transfigured host in the sacred monstrance. And having looked and prayed and listened, then we may communicate to others. After Mass, we go back each and go about each one of us our individual Saturday duties. And Lent continues, of course, the fasting day of Lent. Cast a glance upon your own Lenten resolution. This is already the 11th day of our Lent. How is your Lent coming along? Are you strong in your resolutions, or have you made some and broken them already? Especially the listening part. St. Thomas Aquinas would never have gotten where he got had he not been resolved and strong. He was. His mother, you know, was a noble lady, Theodora. She was a countess, and she was a very powerful woman, and she absolutely opposed St. Thomas as a young nobleman joining the newly founded, poor and disrespectable friars, preachers, the Dominicans. She thought she knew best for her son. She wanted him to be a Benedictine and the abbot of Monte Cassino. And there was a great battle of wills between mother and son that sometimes takes place. And St. Thomas persevered. Theodora tried every means possible, not excluding even sinful ones, to weaken the resolve of her son. But he was not to be weakened. He knew the will of God, prayer, and he was going to carry it out regardless of any human opposition. Finally, his brothers and his mother had to give up all of their efforts and resign themselves. Their son was going to be a Dominican. It was indeed the will of God. Consider everything that mounts itself up against you when it comes to your Lenten resolutions. Especially, I mean, prayer, spiritual reading, and quiet prayer, listening to God. And resolve that you will not give in. It takes your will joined to the divine will to make Lent happen in sanctity. So let the feast day of St. Thomas, this first Saturday of March, be an occasion for us to resolve again to keep a good Lent by God's grace. And of course, what we have seen, then let us charitably communicate to others. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.